You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President, Postgraduate and International.
Hello, I am Rajan Bisla, reporting for The Pulse, and I am conducting an interview with Farhan here. Farhan is running for, can you tell us what post you're running for, Farhan?
Hi everyone, hello Rajan. I'm running for Vice President, Postgraduate and International.
Very good. So Farhan, for these elections, what inspired you to run for this job?
The thing which inspired me is the journey itself. I came from India, I lived in Delhi, and here I'm an international student as well as I'm doing Masters in Business and Commercial Law. So whatever I'm running for and whatever is there my mission, I've faced all those challenges and I would like to work on it and bring a change as much as I can.
I see. And what changes would you bring to this post?
For this post, I have I would be working on a number of issues. Number one would be fair living. If I get elected, within the first 3 months, I would release a handbook, which would be like a survival guide, which would include things like accommodation, shopping, the banking system over here. And because I also faced these challenges when I came here, so I would work on this. The second thing would be inclusive learning, in which I would ask the student representative and the schools what problem the student are facing. And then I would give them recorded lecture. I would make teaching more accessible. And the third thing I would working on is on community and future. I would like ensure that there are as many international events as possible. Also, I would ensure that there are some events for postgraduate students, because they have only 1 year. They come here for 1 year, so they get to know each other. At the same time, I would support big events like Chinese New Year, Diwali, Eid, and I would work for students who are looking for part-time job. I would help students who want to start a business while studying at the university, working with the Ingenuity Lab, which is there in the Nottingham. So I would help them.
Very good. I was wondering, could you expand a bit more on some of the challenges that you faced when you came here from Delhi? What challenges did you face being an international student?
If I tell you, the moment I knew that I'm going to UK, I texted a lot of people over here on LinkedIn, on Instagram, to know about the accommodation, to know which bank I should go for, to know about the traveling, about a lot of issues. Where should I do my shopping? So when I came here for the first 2 months, I was clueless. So there were very nice people over here. They helped me. But if there would have been a survival guide or something like a handbook where there would have been information about the accommodation, about the shopping, about the which bank should I go for, about all these resources, that would have helped me to better adjust to the situation over here. Because you come here, you spend some months and then you have exams. So it's a very difficult experience. And also I would work that the student who come here are connected with the alumni who did the same course from here, so that they could help them, the person who had just came here.
I see. Very interesting stuff. A lot of very, very sound stuff. But I want to get to know you a bit better. Are you into music at all, Farhan?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music.
If you were stranded on a desert island, what 3 music discs or records would you bring with you?
I'm a very big fan of old Hindi songs, Bollywood songs. So I love listening to Kishore Kumar. So, and I love listening to the Arjit Singh. So there is a movie Aashiqui 2. So for that he has sang a lot of songs, and they are really good. I love Coldplay as well. And yeah,
very good. Do you know any Punjabi music?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Karan Aujla and Sidhu Moosewala.
You know Digit the song?
Do I know the song?
Yeah,
yeah. 295 is my favorite song.
Very good, very good. If you could bring one book with you to this desert island, what would that book be?
That would book be the... I would love to bring Holy Quran with me, as I would love to read about the purpose of life, the meaning of life, and about these stuff. I would love to read that.
Very good. And one luxury item that you would bring, so it doesn't have to be for survival, could just be something that you can't live without, but not your phone though.
I would love, as I'm a vlogger, I love to shoot videos. So if it's a deserted island, I would love to show people that this is the island. Oh. Here you would get a lot of fancy stuff, and I would make a lot of vlogs. So I would bring my camera and microphone to that island.
Oh, very good. Do you do vlogs in your spare time?
Yeah, I have a channel by the name Farhan Khan 5. So you could search on the Instagram, where I regularly post videos going to different campuses. Like, I have short videos in Unipark campus, around the Portland building, around like different location in Unipark campus, around different accommodation. I've recently shot a video on Cloister House. And then there are videos on Jubilee campus.
They're all based around different campuses.
Yeah.
And like, is it like a review of the campus?
Yeah, it's a review.
Oh, very good. I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah, thank you.
Bit more about you, Farhan. What or who has been your biggest inspiration in life?
My biggest inspiration is in life would be always my father, as I have seen from a young age how he has prioritized work over everything, and I would love to take work ethics from him, because he's workaholic and he loves to do work. And what I would differentiate on is giving more time to family. So I would give more time to my family as well.
I see. Very nice. Somewhat of a role model, your father?
My father's role model.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was saying, you would say he's a role model to you in terms of his work and his ethics.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. What is a particular moment of pride that you've experienced in your life so far?
The moment of pride, first of all, when I gave my first speech, because I used to hate public speaking. And I used to get very nervous when I was in front of a crowd. So when I gave my first speech in front of like 30, 40 people, that was the moment I felt like I achieved something. And right now, just the result came and I got a distinction. So that's one of the most memorable moment of my life.
Oh, very well done. What was the speech on?
I gave a speech on what are the qualities of a great leader.
I see.
So it's Sam Manekshaw. I borrowed it from Sam Manekshaw, who is in Indian Army.
Yeah.
And he gave a very good speech. So.
Oh, I see. Well, speaking a bit more about great leaders, maybe. If you could be at a dinner table with three figures in history, who would these three people be?
It would be always Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Because I love the work he did for the people around all of... for the people. Second would be, as I'm a Muslim, I would love to see my Prophet Muhammad. And the third figure I would love to be with would be, he's currently alive, Barack Obama. I really like the way he speaks. He's a very good speaker.
Yes. Yeah, I think it'll be a very interesting dinner table.
Yeah.
Very good. Let's say the same question. Let's say a dinner table, but three celebrities this time. So not figures in history. Three celebrities today. They're still alive today. Who would you want to have dinner with?
Hasan Minhaj. I really like his stand-up comedy, and he's a really funny guy. So I would love to be with him. Second would be Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
I really love his movies and his acting and his energy.
Mm.
And the third person would be. There's a Trevor Noah. I love his comedy and his podcast as well.
Very good.
So these would be three celebrities.
If you could star in a film, what film would it be? If you could replace one of the actors in a film, what role would it be in what film?
It would be a Bollywood film, Three Idiots.
I love that film. Brilliant film. Who would you play? Because obviously there's...
Yeah, as my name is Farhan, I would love to play Farhan in that
film. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, I can absolutely see that. Well, Farhan, thank you very much for the interview. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union Elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.